Hello everyone and welcome back to Kathapotli, the story box for children. Children, I am an ardent fan of a famous author of children's stories, Mrs. Sudha Murthy. And yesterday I was reading a story to my daughter and I thought to share the same with you too. So today I will read out to you a famous story from one of her collections. The title of the story is How I Taught My Grandmother to Read. Since this is written by Mrs. Sudha Murthy, in this story she will tell us how she, meaning Mrs. Murthy, taught her grandma to read. We'll read out the story from the storybook. When I was a girl of about 12, I used to stay in a village in North Karnataka, in India, with my grandparents. Those days, the transport system was not very good. So we used to get the morning paper only in the afternoon. The weekly magazine used to come one day late. All of us would wait eagerly for the bus, which used to come with the papers, weekly magazines and the post. At that time, Triveni was a very popular writer in Kannada language. She was a wonderful writer. Her style was easy to read and very convincing. Her stories usually dealt with complex psychological problems in the lives of ordinary people and were always very interesting. Unfortunately, for Kannada literature, she died very young. Even now, after 40 years, people continue to appreciate her novels. One of her novels called Kashi Yatre was appearing as a serial in Kannada weekly Karamveera then. It is a story of an old lady and her ardent desire to go to Kashi or Varanasi. Most Hindus believe that going to Kashi and worshipping Lord Vishveshwar is the ultimate punya. This old lady also believed in this. And her struggle to go there was described in that novel. In the story, there was also a young orphan girl who falls in love, but there was no money for the wedding. In the end, the old lady gives all her savings without going to Kashi. She says the happiness of this orphan girl is more important than worshipping Lord Vishveshwara in Kashi. My grandmother, Krishtaka, never went to school, so she could not read. Every Wednesday the magazine would come and I would read the next episode of this story to her. During that time, she would forget all her work and listen with the greatest concentration. Later, she could repeat the entire text by heart. My grandmother too never went to Kashi and she identified herself with the novel's protagonist. So more than anybody else, she was the one most interested in knowing what happened next in the story and used to insist that I read the serial out to her. After hearing what happened next in Kashi Yatre, she would join her friends at the temple courtyard where we children would also gather to play hide and seek. She would discuss the latest episode with her friends. At that time, I never understood why there was so much of debate about the story. Once I went for a wedding with my cousins to the neighboring village. In those days, a wedding was a great event. We children enjoyed ourselves thoroughly. We would eat and play endlessly, savoring the freedom because all the elders were busy. I went for a couple of days but ended up staying there for a week. When I came back to my village, I saw my grandmother in tears. I was surprised, for I had never seen her cry even in the most difficult situations. What had happened? I was worried. Avva, is everything all right? Are you okay? I used to call her Avva, which means mother in Kannada spoken in North Karnataka. She nodded, but did not reply. I did not understand and forgot about it. In the night, after dinner, we were sleeping in the open terrace of the house. It was a summer night and there was a full moon. Ava came and sat next to me. Her affectionate hands touched my forehead. I realized she wanted to speak. I asked her, "What's the matter?" "When I was a girl, I lost my mother. There was nobody to look after and guide me. My father was a busy man, and I got married again, and he got married again. In those days, people did not consider education essential for girls, so I never went to school. I got married very young and had children. I became very busy. Later, I had grandchildren and always felt so much happiness in cooking and feeding all of you. At times, I used to regret not going to school. So I made sure that my children and grandchildren study well. I could not understand why my 62-year-old grandmother was telling me, a 12-year-old girl, the story of her life in the middle of the night. But I knew I loved her immensely, and there had to be some reason why she was talking to me. I looked at her face. It was unhappy, and her eyes were filled with tears. She was a good-looking lady who was usually always smiling. Even today, I cannot forget the worried expression on her face. I leaned forward and held her hand. "Ava, don't cry. What's the matter? Can I help you in any way?" "Yes, I need your help. You know, when you were away, Karamveera came as usual. I opened the magazine. I saw the picture that accompanies the story of Kashi Yatra, and I could not understand anything that was written. Many times I rubbed my hands over the pages, wishing they could understand what was written. But I knew it was not possible. If only I was educated enough. I waited eagerly for you to return. I felt you would come early and read for me. I even thought of going to the village and asking you to read for me. I could have asked somebody in this village, but I was too embarrassed. I felt so very dependent and helpless. We are well off, but what's the use of the money when I cannot be independent?" I did not know what to answer. Ava continued, "I have decided I want to learn the Kannada alphabet from tomorrow onwards. I will work very hard. I will keep Saraswati Puja day during Dashera as the deadline. That day I should be able to read a novel on my own. I want to be independent." I saw the determination on her face, yet I laughed at her. "Ava, at this age of 62 you want to learn the alphabet? All your hair is grey, your hands are wrinkled, you wear spectacles, and you work so much in the kitchen." Childishly, I made fun of the old lady, but she just smiled. "For a good cause, if you are determined, you can overcome any obstacle. I will work harder than anybody, but I will do it. For learning, there is no age bar." The next day onwards, I started my tuition. Ava was a wonderful student. The amount of homework she did was amazing. She would read, repeat, write, and recite. I was her only teacher, and she was my first student. Little did I know then that one day I would become a teacher in computer science and teach hundreds of students. The Dashera festival came as usual. Secretly, I bought Kashi Yatra, which had been published as a novel by that time. My grandmother called me to do the puja place and made me sit down on a stool. She gave me the gift of a frock material. Then she did something unusual. She bent down and touched my feet. I was surprised and taken aback. Elders never touch the feet of youngsters. We have always touched the feet of God, elders and teachers. We consider that as a mark of respect. It is a great tradition. But today the reverse had happened. It was not correct. She said, "I'm touching the feet of a teacher, not my granddaughter. A teacher who taught me so well, with so much of affection that I can read any novel confidently in such a short period. Now I'm independent. It is my duty to respect a teacher. Is it not written in our scriptures that a teacher should be respected, irrespective of gender and age? I did return Namaskara to her by touching her feet and gave my gift to my first student. She opened it and read immediately the title Kashi Yatre by Triveni and the publisher's name. I knew then that my student had passed with flying colors. I hope, children, you liked this short read of one of Mr. Sudha Murthy's collection. I suggest and recommend, in case if you get this book, go through this book. It's an amazing book to read and very nice stories for all children. And of course, we will continue our different story sessions. Stay tuned for more such stories and subscribe to the podcast. Bye. Take care.